Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present
Don't You Know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Today on Don't You Know, we learn more about Art in the Park taking place this weekend in Lanesboro. We'll also find out about other events happening with the Lanesboro Arts Center. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Don't You Know? Hi, good afternoon. I have Sarah with me from the Lanesboro Arts Center to talk about a yearly event that's held in their park, celebrating art and Father's Day. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. So why don't you tell us what you got going on this year and the times when it starts and all the good things happening.
Okay, sure. So Art in the Park is always a really fun tradition here in Lanesboro on Father's Day in our wonderful Sylvan Park, with mature shade trees and a nice ambiance with fishing ponds. So we've been doing this. This will be our 34th year.
Wow.
And I know sometimes people are like, oh, they do it every year, you know. But every year we do add something new and try to keep it fresh. And this year we've got Patty and the Buttons playing for our headliner. That's from 1 to 3 p.m. in the gazebo there. And they are a traditional jazz band, hot rhythm and gospel. Think about, like, music from the 1920s to the 1940s, adding in a lot of, like, jazz, swing, gypsy melodies, ragtime, things like that.
Excellent.
So that'll be really fun.
And then you have a whole bunch of artisans that come to this.
Yes, we have about 100 artisans and craftsmen that come from really a tri-state or even more region in really all the genres that you can think of. We have jewelry, fiber, ceramics, painting, photography, everything that you can think of, yard art, metals. So, and it's really spread out nicely with the artisans spanning the perimeter of the park. So you really just walk around the edge of the park in a nice leisurely way and get to check out all the artists without getting confused about which booth you've been to or not. And then the food is in the middle with the playground and the Father's Day activities. We have Make a Tie for Dad. So that's always special. We have lots of crafty supplies for people to make ties, and everything is provided for free. We also have a petting zoo provided with one of our local farmer families, and that's always fun with baby calves and kittens and sometimes geese and ducks and whatever they surprise us with, really.
And I remember specifically the bake booth with all the different pies, because I think I took home 3 pies last year.
Yeah. Well, our food is actually worth mentioning, because all of the food is prepared by local organizations. So it's fresh, home-cooked, really good food, and it all is benefiting our local organizations like St. Patrick's Catholic Church, the Youth J.O. Volleyball, the Art Center itself, Friends of the Library, community theater, things like that. So, you know, if you're hungry, you're also supporting some of our local organizations.
Now, that's where the community really comes together. And then who puts on this event? Pretty much the Lanesboro Arts Center, right?
Yes. Yeah, the Lanesboro Arts Center coordinates the event. And this was started more than 30 years ago by the Art Council way back, that wanted to sort of do something with art in the community. And it's really been a good match there. So it's really grown. We have artists coming from all over, new artists every year, as well as returning artists. A lot of people have their favorite booths they like to go to, and we try to keep those in the same place every year. If you remember, oh, that booth was by my favorite tree, most likely it will still be there this year.
Now, what are the hours that this will run?
So it's 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
Down in Sylvan Park, right away at 10, yes, and all-day entertainment, and like I mentioned, Patty and the Buttons, that's from 1 to 3 p.m. Before that, we have the indie folk duo Patchouli, and they are fantastic as well. They tour all over the country. They're going to open for us and also close for us between 3 and 5. During the noon hour, we'll have some special treats of theater. We have the Commonwealth Theater Company is going to present a sneak preview of their upcoming show, Around the World in 80 Days, and that's really hot, fast-paced and funny and entertaining. And then the Lanesboro Community Theater will present a sneak peek of their upcoming show, Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, and I bet Barb's busy with that right now. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and there are so many people involved in both these productions, and I think, like you mentioned earlier, the community aspect of all of the volunteers it takes to put on an event like this. We have upwards of more than 100 volunteers really involved in this event for this day. And coming from a town of 754, that's a pretty big deal.
It is. And then, you know, if you come to Art in the Park, maybe you want to stay and do some of the bike trails. Maybe you want to stay and go visit Pedal Pushers or any of the other little shops that are around town, or float down the river, Root River in
an
inner tube.
Absolutely, because the town is not going to close at 5 p.m. You know, it stays light out till 9 p.m. And we have a great chamber website, too, lanesboro.com, that people can find out even more about what's offered in Lanesboro with the bike trail and the river. We have the kayaking and tubing or renting of bikes, restaurants, shopping, B&Bs, plenty of places to stay if you want to make an overnight of it or stay a longer weekend. Definitely.
Now, just catching up with you a little bit, what have you got going on at the Lanesboro Art Center?
Well, Art in the Park always is our big kickoff to summer, and it doesn't end there. We have things going on all year round, including in the St. Main Theater. We've got our wonderful Over the Back Fence show, and that's every month, second Friday of every month. That's a new theme each time, so it's everything from the cowboy show to nuns and traditions, 9 to 5, city slickers, things like that. We also have the Lanesboro Live show. That's a monthly show on the first Saturday. Fantastic music with our host, Damon Presterman. That's a rated PG-13 show, a little bit more adult content, and that's really funny. Damon's great and on his toes. He's always got guests and musicians coming. We also, new this year, have an event that is going to be free to the public, a bronze pour down in the green space in Lanesboro. Yes, put that on your calendar. That's July 19th on a Saturday, and interesting event. It will have a hot iron furnace actually melting this bronze and then hardening it in sand resin molds that people will then take home that they've prepared previously in the workshops that we're offering too. So that's July 18th and 19th here in Lanesboro.
Oh, that's different. I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, it's exciting to see them pour. They actually pour the hot bronze into the molds and wearing, you know, full mask and protector clothing. And the furnace is going, and it's quite exciting.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thanks for the update. And I'm sure there's more information on your webpage if you want to tell us where that is in your Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. We have a Facebook page, Lanesboro Arts, and our website, lanesboroarts.org. And like I mentioned, too, that lanesboro.com site will tell all about what's going on in Lanesboro.
Well, thanks so much, Sarah, for telling us about Art in the Park. Again, it's Sunday from 10 to 5 in Lanesboro on Father's Day.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
You bet.
Be a great event. Thanks so much.
Thanks again to Sarah Baskett for visiting with us on Don't You Know. More information on Art in the Park can be found at www.lanesboroarts.org and at facebook.com/lanesboroarts. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.